This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes.
See for miles and miles and miles is Steve Cortez. And we've got over 400 radio stations, over 100 TV stations. Some of them join us at 6 after. This is a short little segment, but he connected early, so we're going to go to him now and then have him get into the main meat in the next 30 minutes after we come back from break of what he was breaking down. I'm well aware of his work, one of the advisors to Trump, one of the spokespersons. You can find all his work at stevecortez.substack.com. But I was on Steve Bannon's show last week, and he was on right before me, so I'm sitting there watching him. He did the best in like 9-minute breakdown. We actually played it later on my show, of the demolition of the economy and what's causing this collapse. One thing I may disagree with is that it's incompetence. It's a plan here, really cloud and pivot on steroids. So let's do this, Steve. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to reintroduce you here in about 5 minutes. We're going to break. We'll come back and join some stations, but give us a prelude to what you're going to break down, because you only had about 8 minutes on Bannon, did the best job I've seen. This way you'll have like 20 minutes when we come back to really flesh it all out and talk about solutions. But thanks for coming on with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me. First time on your show. So maiden voyage for me. And, you know, look, I worked for 25 years on Wall Street. I was an interest rate trader, covered some of the biggest hedge funds in the world before I got into politics, when that orange guy came down the escalator and really, frankly, changed my mind. I used to be a bit of a Wall Street Republican, used to believe in so-called free trade, and used to basically trust the financial institutions in the United States, organizations like the Fed and the U.S. Treasury and big business. He opened my eyes, and I have an incredibly different worldview now, a much more skeptical, far more populist worldview, but I still take that same skill set and the same acumen I have for capital markets to apply it to this new political mission that I'm on. And the American economy is being destroyed right before our eyes, particularly for people of middle and lower incomes. The trend is terrible, and the trend is worsening, Alex. And the reality is, unless we course correct incredibly quickly, unless we reverse in major ways on both monetary and fiscal policy, the United States is headed, quite frankly, for an absolute economic train wreck, for a financial cataclysm. And that is the reality as projected by the metrics, not by Steve Cortez's opinion or Alex Jones, but by the actual metrics of the economy, things like interest rates. I often say when it comes to financial markets, price is truth. You know, the price doesn't lie. And the prices and the metrics out there in the economy increasingly point to a place of intensifying dangers and increasing heightened risks throughout the economy. So I'm trying to ring the alarm to make sure that there's a sense of immediacy and urgency out there to start fixing this before it's too late.
And again, to your point, you're an expert on this, did a great job laying it out. But clearly, they know this is coming. They're pre-positioning to bring in the central bank digital currencies, bring in their new system. So I think we're about to see the end of Bretton Woods and a new system. And it looks like, you know, obviously China and Russia and India and Brazil know that. They're saying, well, we're done with the dollar. This is the biggest ball drop. Even if I don't like the establishments that, you know, it's hijacked the country, why would they run their own power structure into the ground? I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it is mismanagement.
Well, listen, I think it can be both, right? I don't think it has to be binary that it's either or. There can be a certain amount of planning, right? Because I think the ruling class of the United States knows that in this managed decline of America, they can extract for themselves an enormous amount of wealth by managing that decline effectively. At the same time, I think there's also a lot of incompetence. So I'm not sure that it has to completely be a binary pick. You know, so for example, let me get specific. Janet Yellen, when she continually lied to the American people and said inflation was transitory, I think she probably at least suspected otherwise. So there is some actual malice and dishonesty in there. But I think there's also probably some measure of incompetence. where she was, where she truly didn't have the skills, despite her, you know, her sterling resume. Let's face it, she's a fool when it comes to the economy, where she both was missing it because of incompetence, but at the same time, willing to miss it, because of her malevolence.
All right, Steve Cortez, I gotta say, I think you're the best financial analyst out there. I've been watching you for years, but you've been blowing me away. We're gonna come back, join some stations, kind of recap that, and then let's go through what managed decline means. For those who don't read Foreign Affairs, they've been talking about it for 40 years, the Chinese century. They planned. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It will be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got a real 1,000-pound brain with us until the bottom of the hour. Been following him for 6-7 years since he helped quarterback things with Trump. And he's been one of the top stock traders and, you know, fund folks out there. I watched him for many years on Fox News, CNN, CNBC. But he got basically, I guess, drafted or, you know, just chose to join Trump 6+ years ago. Steve Cortez, populist, patriotic populist, bad hombre, born for a storm, former Trump 2016-2020 spokesperson, former contributor, as I already mentioned, stevecortez.substack.com. So, Steve, I'm going to try to give you the floor to describe what managed decline is, the Chinese century. Seems like the U.S. government's trying to break with that. What happened there? You did an excellent analysis last week on Steve Bannon where you laid out how they created these policies that have imploded things and where you see that going. And the key point you make is we've got to change course quickly. We don't have long. You've got the floor. Right. Thanks for joining us. Quantify that.
You bet, Alex. Thanks for having me. And you're right about the immediacy and the urgency of the situation. I do believe that we can course correct. I think that there is time, but that window is closing. The clock is ticking. Believe me, there will be a point very soon when we will not be able to reverse any longer and reclaim the kind of prosperity that should be the birthright of Americans. So let me put some numbers behind this. You know, when you talk about managed decline, because I don't want to just give you my opinion on where things are. Let's look at what the American people, how they view their own financial predicament, both right now and into the future. And the statistics on this, frankly, are just incredibly dire. And we're hitting all kinds of really unfortunate records. You know, some of them all-time records. CNBC, which is, you know, no friend of ours ideologically, right? Part of the MSNBC, NBC family. CNBC just put out a survey and asked Americans what they think of the current economic situation of the country and looking forward. The negative combination there was 69%. 7 out of 10 Americans have both a negative view now and looking forward, and CNBC itself was even honest enough to admit, rare moment of honesty and bluntness on that channel, was willing to admit that is the worst in the history of the survey. But that's not the only data point. Similar outlook, unfortunately, dour outlook from the Wall Street Journal and the University of Chicago. They've been doing a survey for 30 years asking Americans kind of big macro questions. And one of the fundamental questions is, do you believe your children will be better off than you are? And thankfully, through most of American history, that answer was always in the affirmative. Far more people said, yes, my kids are going to have a better life than I have. It started to flip a little over a decade ago, and it is now has flipped massively to the negative, where the survey just released by the Wall Street Journal shows 78% of the American people, 4 out of 5 Americans, say their children will not be better off than they are today. So the despondency right now is ubiquitous. It is spread throughout the American economy. Why? Well, because of what profligate spending, exorbitant borrowing and spending, what it has done to the United States, and because of the concerted policy attacks on the United States dollar. And let me get specific, if I could, about both of those points, because I think it's also crucial for us to recognize that this is a created crisis. This isn't bad luck, Alex. It's not just the business cycle. It's not just sort of the way of the world. These aren't secular trends over which we have no control. These are created crises at the behest and at the will of the ruling class of America. So let me be specific. On the inflation front, we had three-month Treasury yield, so very short-term money, three-month Treasury money. When Joe Biden took office, it was effectively free. It was nearly 0%. It was 0.1% to borrow money from the United States Treasury for 3 months. It is now over 5%. It has absolutely soared, catapulted higher. Alex, that's the highest level for three-month Treasury yield since 2007. Now, I'm sure I don't need to remind a lot of the folks in the audience what happened into 2007, 08, 09 with the housing crisis, what a spike in interest rates did to the American economy back then. Now, in 08 and 09, the risks primarily were in the residential housing market, where there was far too much leverage. There were far too many people taking on no-doc liar loans. Okay, that's where the risks
were. Now it's in commercial.
Now it's in commercial, exactly. And this is the point that I made, I think, when you and I were on back-to-back on Steve Bannon's show, and I cover this extensively in my newest article on my Substack, which I call The Syllabus of Economic Errors. Commercial real estate, CRE, what the pros refer to it as, commercial real estate, that is where the risks lie now. Why? Because commercial real estate was based on two premises. Number one, sustained low interest rates. Well, that's gone, you know, as I just indicated regarding Treasury yields. Because of Biden's inflation, low interest rates are a thing of the past. We're in an entirely new inflationary interest rate regime. But then the other aspect is commercial real estate was highly levered because it was considered to be pretty safe, Alex, right? It was considered to be a relatively boring allocation for big institutional money. Why? Because people have to go to work, quite frankly, right? They needed a place. They needed office buildings to go to work. Well, all of that changed because of the unscientific, illegal, and draconian lockdowns of 2020. American workers were forced to work effectively, at least effectively enough, remotely, to work from home. At the same time, Alex, the BLM riots, and I don't think this gets enough attention, the economic ramifications of those riots, the BLM riots of 2020, that spread like wildfire across the cities of this country. They turned many city centers in America into places of violence, and that violence persists to this day. You know, if you don't believe me, walk around. I used to live in Chicago for many years. A lot of these very forces pushed me out of Chicago. I didn't feel like I had my family there safely anymore. You walk around the Chicago Loop, which is the downtown of Chicago, right now on a weekday, on a work day, and believe me, it is still a ghost town. Number one, people learn to work remotely. Number two, it's not safe. The only people you do see in downtown Chicago or downtown San Francisco are, frankly, sketchy characters. So good, hardworking citizens, for valid reasons, don't want to go there. What does that mean? Empty office towers. Office towers that are highly leveraged, that were based on low interest rates. So commercial real estate, we're already starting to see really significant cracks in this sector. And some of the folks out there might say, wait a second, Steve, I don't live in the city and I'm not invested in commercial real estate. Well, unfortunately, you're exposed whether you think so or not. Number one, you may be invested and not know it through your 401ks or other investment vehicles. But number two, it can have such widespread ramifications for the economy that it's going to impact you, just as in 08 and 09, maybe you were responsible with your mortgage, but it didn't matter. You suffered the economic fallout because so many others were not. Similarly, I think the situation sets up right now in commercial real estate. But the point is, you know, as I think, whether it's commercial real estate or other sectors, right now, the Biden administration is accelerating what has been a decades-long trend of destroying the American economy, destroying the American dollar, hollowing out the middle class of this country, and things are getting worse at an accelerating pace. In other words, the crash is intensifying right now. Corporate media is not going to tell you this. Certainly the Biden White House or the Fed aren't going to tell you this. But if you pay close attention, if you're willing to do your homework and study the actual economic metrics, I think it's getting increasingly obvious and blunt. And I would argue right now, you know, what's the first step toward fixing this? I would argue the first step is the Republicans in the House holding the line on the debt ceiling. It's not a silver bullet. It certainly doesn't solve every problem, but it's at least a beginning of a step toward a trajectory back to reasonable inflation and reclaiming prosperity for regular Americans.
I totally agree with you. So here's a, I say a microcosm, it's a huge issue, but you have India, Brazil, Russia starting to trade their oil in the Chinese currency. You have the State Department openly working against Bolsonaro and helping get the communist Lula back in. And then Lula runs immediately to get off the dollars. The State Department knew he was going to do that. So why are they putting people in power, helping people get in power, working with big tech to, you know, block Bolsonaro on Facebook and so many other venues so they could get that election, I believe, stolen? That right there is just another example of them doing everything they can to actually isolate and destroy America. I mean, to me, this is not being done by accident.
Yeah. No, listen, and I absolutely agree with you. I think some of it's incompetence. Some of it clearly is not. It is very conservative. Again, I hate to be this cynical, but I think it's the reality. The ruling class of the United States believes that it can profit so much on the way down for the United States that it does not care. It has no sense of patriotism about what it's doing to our society.
Elaborate on that.
Well, what I mean is, so listen, the elites of the United States, for example, let's take inflation, which I've been talking about, right? Like inflation, which is so punishing to working class Americans. Number one, there's a segment of elites who actually benefit from it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Or you realize how horrible it'll be. I mean, that's why inflation hasn't been that bad. People are still taking them. If we lost the dollar or even went down a peg, what would that look like?
Yeah, well, I think what it would look like, you know, I mentioned that we have the highest interest rates right now since 2007. I mean, look at those interest rates doubling again. You know, think of it this way. The way global capital markets work, the way the bond works, market works with the United States, think of it like a bank, because that's essentially what the bond market is. So the bank is lending to the United States, if you think of the United States as a business. The business plan of the United States is garbage right now. Okay, it just is. It's absolutely garbage, and it's getting worse. If the bank were being fully rational, the bank would say, just as it would with a business, if we're going to loan you money, we need way higher interest rates to compensate for the risks that your business entails. The reason that hasn't really happened to the United States yet is because we have this artificial advantage. Now, it's an artificial advantage that we earned, right, because of our ancestors, because of their grit and their hustle, and because of the American military and our victories all over the world.
And because people wanted to come here, and we had all the inventions, and we were badass. We got all the brains of the world.
Amen. So we earned that advantage. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't luck, okay? We earned the advantage of the entire world wanting to transact in U.S. dollars. And what I mean by that, too, in terms of dollar hegemony and being the prime, you know, the reserve currency, what it means is every important transaction in the world takes place in dollars, even if it doesn't involve the United States. So an oil deal previously between Saudi Arabia and China is done in United States dollars. Bank transfer between Korea and Japan, done in U.S. dollars. You can even look at the criminal element, drug deals all over the world, done, arms deals done in U.S. dollars. Any significant transaction is done in United States dollars. That is the definition, really, of a reserve currency. Before the U.S. dollar, for many years, it was the British pound. You know, that's where the phrase "sound as a pound" comes from. And
that's a key point. Time, after World War II, when the British lost world reserve currency, the empire went bye-bye. I mean, that's the greatest example we've got historically.
Exactly. And for the United States, it's not so much an empire of land, because we don't have that like the British did, but it is the economic empire, right, of the United States. It's the economic dominance of the United States.
And it was the cultural empire, because people aspired to it. By the left taking over our culture, the world's rejecting it. Again, all planned. It's planned. I mean, I get they're incompetent, but I mean, it is so planned to discredit us culturally. It is so planned to kill the dollar. They're doing everything they can. Let me ask you this, because you're a really smart guy. How do we, is there, you said Congress has stopped the debt ceiling going up. What else can we do? I mean, this is just, we're like going over the edge of a cliff. It's totally insane. How do we stop it?
Yeah, well, the other thing is, and unfortunately, controlling only the House of Representatives right now, there's not much we can do yet on this score. But looking into the 2024 elections, we need a foreign policy of realism and restraint. One of the best ways that we can preserve the stability and the primacy of the U.S. dollar is to stop our reckless foreign policy. Number one, stop the needless intervention. Stop the escalations, right? I believe if the United States stopped financing this war in Ukraine, a negotiated settlement could be reached in a matter of hours.
Of course.
Certainly within a matter of days. So that would be one thing, okay? And it would be very important. Secondly, and I think you were at least touching on this point, United States foreign policy, other than just escalation of war, one of the other driving strategies, unfortunately, of U.S. foreign policy right now is trying to give the rest of the world a lecture on supposed American values. And I say supposed because they're certainly not values that we have ever considered to be bedrock American values. They are secular, humanist, radical ideologies, things like transitioning children and trying to force the adoption of gay marriage on the entire world. Okay, we're giving the world lectures rather than operating based on American interests. And it matters not just because it's nonsensical and unethical, Alex. It matters because it further convinces the world to turn away from the United States in all ways, including economically. So we are practically begging the world to try to form non-dollar alternatives right now. And guess what? So far, they are moving that direction. You know, let me be specific here. The fact that Beijing and Moscow have now achieved an increasingly close alliance is staggering, right? And it is a massive threat to the United States. For 50 years, since Richard Nixon went over to Beijing, for 50 years, one of the bedrock principles of American foreign policy has been preventing a Sino-Soviet or Sino-Russian alliance against the United States. And we did that successfully for a half century until Joe Biden. He is now practically begging these two anti-American powers to get married. And so far, they are. And what are
and why do you think the big think tanks are advising him to do that?
You know, well, look, number one, they don't believe in America. They truly are ashamed of and don't believe in American power as projected in previous decades because it was based on Western civilization. It was based on Judeo-Christian principles that they simply abhor. So I mean, that's one aspect. And then the other aspect, again, though, to get more sort of crass about it, is that they want to profit on the way down and they don't care about the end consequences because there's such enormous capital to be acquired for them, for relatively small groups of people. You know, for example, selling out American workers to China. It's been horrible for the United States, particularly for heartland America, but it's been magnificent for a relatively small group of people. If you're an executive at a place like Nike, okay, selling out to China has been fantastic for you.
And those are the middlemen that President Trump talked about. So in the 3 minutes we have left, what is the timetable? You say not much more time to do this. I see it as somewhat heartening that there is an awakening of the Confucian societies, the Chinese communist infiltration, and you know, more and more we're aligning militarily against China, but they still got their agents everywhere. I mean, if the globalists were selling us out to China, having a managed decline, are they now trying to just have a governor on our decline? They're mad that China wants it right now, or are they wanting to parlay better sweetheart middleman deals for themselves?
Yeah, well, you know, hard to say which it is, but I would say in terms of the timing, Alex, look, I don't think we have much past the 2024 elections, right? And it's almost a cliche to say the most important election of our life, right? Every political operative says that every election. But truly, we're at the precipice, economically, culturally, in other ways, foreign policy. We're at the edge of a cliff. And if we can't rein this back in 2024, I don't see how it's possible. And so I hope that as bad as things are, and listen, my message generally, and I think this is because of the data and evidence, not my opinion, my message, let's face it, is pretty dire. It's pretty pessimistic. On the other hand, I'm not saying this just to be an agent of doom and gloom. I want to encourage people that the hour is not yet too late. It is late, but it is not yet too late. And in my view, my projection is that the 24 election is the last chance for us to reclaim this republic, to reclaim it back from the oligarchs, from the globalists, and from this terrible, terrible, unfortunate economic slide, which has been inflicted upon the American people right now and which has caused such despondency among the masses, again, not by my estimation, but by their own reality that they're experiencing in their lives, their own pessimism. But if I can add one more quick thing in there, declining longevity, yet another terrible metric that tells us far too many Americans are dying deaths of despair, are not living productive, healthy lives.
We're literally dying. We got about a minute left. And please come back soon to talk about what an American collapse would look like with different permutations or what an American renaissance and rebirth could look like. Steve Cortez, very impressive. SteveCortez.substack.com. Incredible articles. You got 50 seconds to finish up.
Hey, I appreciate you having me here. You know, and again, while my message is largely very pessimistic and very negative, I do believe that we can reclaim it. And by the way, I believe we have to reclaim it because, you know, we can talk more next time about this. But in terms of what does it look like, an American crash? Here's the reality, Alex. There is no other America. Okay. There's no safety valve. There's no place else that we can go to escape to. The people of Europe, of Latin America were able to escape to here. There is no next place. We have to save this place this is it. And we should also save her because we love her, but also because we have no alternative.
Absolutely. Well said. Look at the lockdowns. We were bad, but we were the best country in the world against the lockdowns. All right, Steve Cortez, amazing. God bless you, and thank you so much. SteveCortez.substack.com. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're covering the news and taking your calls for the rest of the broadcast today. Very honored and blessed to be here. I want to thank the listeners for keeping us on air. I noticed a lot of the callers, loaded phone lines, want to talk about the SpaceX explosion. any rocket program that is advanced and that is groundbreaking is going to have these explosions. And I'm not here to defend. I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk, but they have one of the most successful rocket programs out there. This was the heaviest rocket they ever tried to put into space, first time, and it blew up. We'll show you some B-roll of that on screen right now. But the left now hates Musk, and they're saying, oh, it's a metaphor for he's going down. No, you don't achieve anything great. Well, and let's show the liftoff of the rocket, too. Guys, pull up liftoff of SpaceX. SpaceX giant rocket explodes minutes after launch from Texas. Our own Michael Zimmerman was down there to watch it. He's a big SpaceX fan. SpaceX's giant new rocket exploded minutes after blasting off Thursday on its first test flight and crashed in the Gulf of Mexico. But that's how they get the data. Usually within three flights, they're successful. Then they'll do like 10 or 20 flights before one blows up. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the nearly 400-foot, 120-meter Starship rocket on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas to the Mexican border. It carried no people or satellites. Images show multiple engines weren't working on the 33-engine rocket as it climbed from the launch pad, reaching as high as 24 miles or 39 kilometers in the air before it blew up. And again, this is fascinating, as I think I sent you the clip of its first liftoff, because you can even see during the first liftoff, some of the rockets aren't firing. The flight pad had called for the booster to peel away from the spacecraft minutes after liftoff, but that didn't happen. The rocket began to tumble and then explode 4 minutes into flight, plummeting into the Gulf of Mexico. After separating, the spacecraft was supposed to continue east and attempt to circle the world before crashing in the Pacific Ocean near Hawaii. Throngs of spectators watched the southern Padre Island, several miles away from the Boca Chica Beach launch site, which was off limits. As it lifted off, the crowd seemed to go, 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 baby. Musk, in a tweet, called it an exciting test launch for Starship. Learned a lot for the next test launch in a few months. Yeah, that's what this is. So, people freaking out about it and all this, saying, oh, look, I mean, you know, it sucks. Elon Musk sucks. You know, he has the most successful space program on the planet right now, the biggest heavy lifters in the world. And this one is even bigger than the biggest heavy lifter he launched last year into space. So, hats off to all the folks involved in that situation on 420. Now, there is your liftoff video. I'm going to show the liftoff. I'm just obsessing on that. Even when we're taking the calls, just find the liftoff. There we go. Look at that. So, there it is in South Texas. Beautiful area. You know, these are one of the things I want to go watch. But I just have been so busy that I have not ever gone and watched one of the launches. I love the people online that say it's fake and the world's flat and that these aren't real launches. My friends and family have gone and watched it with their own cell phones and videotaped it. Yes, that's real, ladies and gentlemen, and that's happening. All right. I know we got loaded phone lines. Kathy, Jose, Emmerich, Kenesha, Rhonda, Laszlo, Amber, Gorlita, Benny. We're going to be getting to all of your calls, but let me talk about something else that blown up. Woke ESPN to begin layoffs next week as part of Disney cost-cutting efforts because their woke pedophile movies have blown up their face. Yes, get woke, go broke is real, despite what they claim. Just look at what happened to Anheuser-Busch with the Bud Light fiasco. Breaking, BuzzFeed news to shut down. On Thursday, BuzzFeed News announced it would be shutting down with CRO Edgar Hernandez, the COO, leaving the company as layoffs are announced. And it's going to be completely shutting down, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to your calls, but let me just say this right now. We're not funded with $400 million a year like BuzzFeed. We operate on $30 million a year. And that's with all the servers, the satellite uplinks, and legal and cost. We just need you to get products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. All these products will blow you away. The T-shirts, the books, the films, the Real Red Pill Plus that literally activates your body's own endocrine systems and is very close to the Fountain of Youth. It's 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. DNA Force is already sold out. We need to change that banner up there. We also have Turbo Force, the highest quality 10-hour clean energy with key amino acids and other compounds. If you focus mental clarity for 10 hours on average, InfoWarsStore.com, it's discounted. Ultimate Krill Oil, the highest quality CBD oil, 50% off what you'll find anywhere else. Third-party groups have tested and say it's the highest grade. InfoWarsStore.com or 888 253-3139. We're funded by you, not by the establishment. We're changing the world. We don't want to go down like the rest of the people that serve the system. We've been independent. That's why, despite all the attacks, we're still on air, because we're not mercenaries. We're working for humanity, because that's God's directive to us. So get a copy of The Great Reset, signed or unsigned. Get an Alex Jones for President shirt to trigger libtards and meet like-minded people. Get a President Trump mugshot. The ads say it's pre-order. It's all shipping. It's here. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. The T-shirts are in. Get them today. All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and start going to your calls. I appreciate everybody holding. Let's talk to Kathy in Florida. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I got turned on to you during COVID, and you are one of my go-tos for information, and I appreciate that, and just keep on going.
Back
and
at
I will
you.
Vote for you for president.
Well, I mean, it's a fun shirt. The crew had the idea for it, and it's a nice campaign shirt.
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to tell people about something that's happening to my mom. She's in her 80s. She has a loop in her that monitors her heart. And then she also has a pacemaker. Well, several of my siblings have new cars, and she has gotten in them and gone to the doctors or wherever, and her heart has started racing, and she can tell what it is because of the loop. So she's able to read what her heart is racing up to. And she had to have my brother pull over and
by the way, what you're saying is so incredible. I'm going to give you the floor, but this is so important. I have a family member that was a motorcycle accident. They have a brain chip. And when they get around high-tech electronics, it messes them up. And it's absolutely true that pacemakers have been having problems forever, but it's getting worse and worse. And you're saying she has an app, so I know about it. She can look at it and actually see that it's on a loop, and it's when she gets in the car, it's all 5G interconnected. So tell me more about this.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so it happened to her several times, and finally, the last time when she finally was realizing something, she didn't know what it was, but my brother pulled over, she got out the car, they stood outside for a little bit, and then her heart went back. So she did get two of the shots. She didn't get any boosters. She either got Moderna or Pfizer. So I don't know if it's something, the graphene oxide, or what could be in there.
Well, that's what the experts say, is it creates a reactive substance in the blood to electronics and magnifies electric fields. Absolutely.
Right. So is this what's causing a lot of accidents that people are driving, and maybe they don't have a pacemaker or anything?
They have record levels of pilots having heart attacks and blood clots. It's in the news. I mean, this stuff is part of a massive experiment.
And people have to know, or the doctors, why aren't the doctors saying something? I know they have to realize by now, you know, what's going on. Why aren't people speaking out? Also, on that note about the shots, Rand Paul, I recall seeing something about Rand Paul that Trump had said or Rand Paul had said. And I do like Rand Paul, but I remember seeing something where supposedly he advised Trump that, yeah, the shots were good, that they were safe and all that.
Yes, he did.
So I know y'all have been like, oh, Rand Paul. But, you know, Rand Paul.
No, I said, I think on Monday, Rand Paul's wrong about these shots, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's an eye doctor. Why was he advising about the shots? But the other issue that I was calling about was here in the Panhandle, I like to do thrifting. It's just fun. I can afford to go to other places, but I like to thrift, too. You know, it's just fun. And I'm noticing a lot of Spanish-speaking people, like a ton. And I feel like that they're illegal because...
Let me comment on that. Thank you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Young Show. Let's go straight back to your phone calls. Rhonda in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I want to thank you for giving us all a voice out there where we have none in our communities or in our country. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you are welcome. I've been trying to reach you on this thought right here. Everyone seems, even your last guest, was saying, you know, 2024 is our last chance as far as the election and our country goes, and that's a frightening thought. Let's hope we make it to 2024 at this point, right?
Yes.
But so therefore, we should all be praying for discernment in our decisions if we're going to make a decision, which we need to. So something that I cannot let go of and I cannot unhear, and that was right after the 2016 presidential election, Trump was elected, and Henry Kissinger, who was the former National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, all those things we know, was being interviewed on CBS Face the Nation. And he was asked, of course, being quizzed about Trump, and what do you think? And, oh, no, what are the consequences going to be? And some of his quotes, and you can go back and look at those, and I don't have them verbatim, but I know he was talking about how Trump is a phenomenon and that foreign countries haven't ever seen this and that one could imagine something new and remarkable. He used all these terms. And then at the end, he said, I'm not saying it will. I'm saying it's an extraordinary opportunity. And those were the words of Henry Kissinger right after the election.
And he said the same thing on CNBC after Obama was elected. He's a great chance for the New World Order. He's a great opportunity.
Yes, yes. So I can't unhear that, and we need to remind ourselves of those things. And then you follow that with, you know, the first 3 years of a Trump presidency, and he's getting the economy revving, and people have got a little more money in their bank account, and they're getting energized and excited and feeling good about things and feeling hopeful about things and like we've cleaned up some messes. However, right at the end of the first term, all of a sudden he shrinks behind. I'll never forget the press conference. He comes to the podium. He says, oh, my goodness, you know, we have this global pandemic, and I'm going to step aside now and turn this over to Mike Pence. It's like, wait a minute, what? And he turns it over to Mike Pence. He walks up. And then these other two people who most Americans have never heard of, Anthony Fauci and Deborah Burke. So the three amigos come to the forefront, and Trump just kind of shrinks to the back of the whole scene. And he's not one who seems to like to give up power, okay? But he did. He shrank right behind them until they laid out all the plans and what was going to happen and what's happening. And then he finishes it up with the warp speed bioweapon. And I just can't seem to let that go. I don't know that just...
No, I think you perfectly said it. And there's a lot of reasons you could have done that. I'm not going to make excuses for Trump. The situation's a mess. But they're going to give us a choice between Joe Biden, who can't even talk, and Trump. And there's a larger psyop here. And I don't even know if Trump knows he's part of it.
Does he know or does he not know? And that's where I just cannot... I cannot square this. I just don't know. I mean, you know, you have to remember Trump was recorded there, you know, during the campaign. They were talking about that little remark he made about, oh, I could go out on, what was it, Times Square or whatever, and fire a shot down the street, and people would still love me. So was he used as a tool to, you know, just get these people to be willfully following him, like, woohoo, you know?
No, I think you've raised some really big pertinent points we should discuss. Thank you. Amazing call, Rhonda. All right, Emmerich in FEMA Region 2. So I guess that's somewhere on the East Coast. Go ahead, Emmerich.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
So I want to talk about the SpaceX, but actually first I just want to follow up on the previous caller. The one thing on Trump that always makes me skeptical is the Simpsons, how they showed him, they foreshadowed him in 2000 being the president. So I like him, but that there makes me a little bit skeptical. But I wanted to talk about Greg Reese's recent report. It's April 20th, and I don't think it's a coincidence that they're sending a message to Musk today. So Greg stopped a little bit short in his report of illustrating the pentagram of blood that can be drawn from connecting all the dots of the 19th and 20th from New York. You can draw lines to Waco. You can draw lines to New Orleans. You can draw lines through Oklahoma City that connect.
Well, listen, not everybody, and most people watching or listening did not see his report from 2 days ago. And so let me just set the table here. The peak season of satanic blood sacrifice is upon us. He points out all the big global terror attacks and deep state events on April 19th, April 20th. And so you're trying to tie it in to the Musk rocket. I'm not saying you're wrong, but now folks know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yep. So, and I want to give you another term, too, to better describe these guys. The glocialists, I believe, were sending him a message because they weren't happy with him, you know, going to their world summit and telling them that it's not a good idea. So there's been a video out on YouTube since 2010 I was watching it back then. It connects all these dots and it draws a pentagram of blood. It was actually, that video was on YouTube, and I think you can probably, if you type in NWO pentagram of blood, you can see all the dots.
NWO pentagram of blood, and what it shows, the locations, and then draws lines between them?
Correct. It shows a Masonic, I'm blanking out here, but you'll see.
A Masonic compass?
Compass, correct, yes, yes. And it connects all the dots. It was actually before the Gulf oil spill, and it said to look for occurrences in the Gulf of Mexico as well. But, yeah, so I think that they are sending a message to Musk that they're not happy with them. It's April 20th, so.
Well, you know, it's easy. And look, it looks like Blade Runner. You've got the engines from below and some of the engines failing. I mean, that is just amazing. But, you know, we know with a lot of these new rocket tests, they fail. So the fact that he chose 420, you could say that's, you know, the marijuana celebration days. You could say it was about that. But definitely the globalists like to do a lot of public rituals, a lot of weirdness going on. I really appreciate your call, Emmerich. Thank you. Let's go to Amber in Ohio. Thank you for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. My call has a couple different topics, but they'll kind of all tie together in the end. But have you ever heard of Jonathan Kahn? He's a rabbi and an author.
Refresh my memory.
Well, as a child, he was a complete atheist. He had very Jewish parents, but like completely wasn't buying it. And then in his teens had a couple like life or death situations, and in those moments called out to God and then swore that because he was saved in like non-livable situations. That
I'd heard the name. Thanks for, so he's a Messianic Jew.
Yeah, well, he writes these books, and he links things that like, one of the things is when we legalized abortion, but he links that like to the date of when something happens bad, like as a warning to America, saying like, hey, you turned away from me, you pushed me out of your life, and you're not living godly. And because of that, like, in the Bible, he says, if you turn away from me, which we did in government and religion, or not religion, but church used to be together and schooling and church and all the things, like you push me out of your life, I will let evil come in. And there's moments of time that this has happened before, but
there's no doubt that we are going into bondage. There is no doubt that we're being, God is allowing us to be put into bondage. The hedge of protection is being lowered.
Well, I don't, on top of that, so I recently, I've read the Bible and never was a big churchgoer, but it's seen all the negative and how it's not necessarily like the word preached, it's depending on who your pastor is, what you get out of it. But prophets are a big part of the Bible. And there are prophets of today that I didn't realize until very recently. And they're all the ones that are like, I don't want to say well-known because not a lot of people even realize that they're still a thing. But they're all saying the same things are about to happen. And they don't necessarily know each other. I can give some names at the end, but I'm not here to promote prophets. They're all saying the same things are going to take place. And that it's pretty much we're waiting for the church to wake up, like as the body of Christ, to wake up and to speak out against it, to pray against it, to shout down the evil. Like, that's always been our job.
That's right. God's waiting for us to stand up and ask God for help and for us to take action, because God helps those that help themselves. Really great call. Thank you, Amber. Hour number three. Your calls are straight ahead in 2 minutes. I got a bunch of other news we haven't broken yet coming up. But yes. Yes. Satan's been given control of the planet.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.